Chapter 5. Detective Miller now had 3 murders to solve. He knew that nobody would give him any information about them. The newspapers were talking about a gang war, and the public was too frightened to talk to the police. Somebody had shot Harry Mancini in a busy street in front of lots of people. However, the police couldn't find any witnesses. Michael O'Reilly had been in Murphy's bar all night. However, none of the staff or customers would admit to seeing him there. Someone shot Roberto Moretti in an alley. There were lots of houses nearby, but nobody admitted to seeing anything. "Whoever is doing this clearly knows what they're doing," Miller told the chief. "They know the public won't talk to the police, and they have been careful not to leave any evidence."
"What are we going to do?" said the chief. "The newspapers are asking what we're doing to protect people. The mayor is shouting at me. I need to find the murderers, and I need to make sure there are no more murders."
"Well," said Miller thoughtfully, "if the public won't talk to me, I will have to speak to the gangsters." The chief laughed.
"You and I both know that will be a waste of time. Gangsters never talk to the police. Any gangster who speaks to the police will be dead by morning. They all know that."
"Maybe some of them will talk to me," said Miller. "The gang bosses think like businessmen, and a gang war is bad for business. It means the newspapers are watching them, and the police are trying to catch them. They don't want all that trouble. They want to make money without any problems."
"You don't seriously think you can just walk up to the gang bosses and talk to them, do you?" said a surprised chief.
"That's exactly what I'm going to do," said Miller. Miller had a plan. It was a very clever plan. He told Louis Martini, the boss of the Italian gang, to meet him at a restaurant. He told Martini that he knew who the murderer was and that he would tell him who it was. It was a big secret, and he should come alone. Miller also told Gilmore Duffy, the boss of the Irish gang, the exact same thing. Miller and the chief sat at the table in the restaurant and waited for the 2 men to arrive.
"I hope this works," said the chief, "or we might both end up dead."
A man walked in. He had red hair and wore a white t-shirt with jeans. He had large muscles and an angry look on his face. This was Gilmore Duffy from the Irish gang. Miller waved to him, and he came over to the table. Then another man came into the restaurant. He had black hair and cold grey eyes. He wore a good suit. This was Louis Martini from the Italian gang.
"Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for coming," said Miller.
"I'm Detective Miller, and this is Chief Superintendent Mendez." The 2 gang bosses looked at each other. They were not happy.
"You didn't tell me he was going to be here," said Gilmore.
He was angrily pointing at Martini.
"And you didn't tell me he was going to be here," said Mancini, equally angry.
"I'm sorry," said Miller, "but we needed to talk to both of you. If I had said you'd both be here, then you would not have come. We need to talk to you together. Someone is killing your men. Someone needs to sort this trouble out."
"Yes, you," said Gilmore Duffy. "You're the police. You solve murders. You deal with it."
"But you don't want your men to die, do you?" said the chief.
"My men can look after themselves," said Louis Martini. "Let the murderer kill Irishmen if they are so stupid." "Who are you calling stupid?" Gilmore Duffy said, and stood up angrily.
"You! I am calling you stupid," said Louis Martini, equally angrily. "You are the idiot who started this gang war."
"No, you started it," said Duffy, and he pushed Louis Martini in the chest.
Martini pushed him right back, and the two men began to fight. Miller jumped out of his seat and stood between them.
"Calm down, both of you," he said. "We won't solve this problem by fighting." "I've got nothing to say to the police, and I've got nothing to say to an Italian," said Duffy, and he walked out of the restaurant angrily.
"Idiots!" Martini spat at them, and also walked out.
"Well, that didn't go as well as I'd hoped," said the chief.
"No, it didn't," said Miller.